Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart, thanking you, Father God, that we can come. Thank you that you have bid us to come. Thank you, Father, that we come in faith and obedience, and we come with joy, embracing the gift of this brand new day. Father, as we come, we ask that you would forgive us for every sin of omission and commission in Jesus' name. Father, we come with an attitude of gratitude, for we realize that it didn't have to be, but Father, you made it so. So we bless you and we say thank you even right now, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we look forward to this day, Father God, we do not know what the day holds, but Father God, we're just so grateful that you are in charge of it. Thank you, Father, over and over and over and over and over and over again. Thank you. We pray for those who do not know you, Father, that somebody somewhere will say yes. We thank you for all the souls that have been ushered into your kingdom, Father, yesterday, the day before, all this year. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in the kingdom. Father, we say thank you for helping us to grow and to mature and to be used, Father. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost being activated in our lives. We love you on today. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Have your way today, Father, in our services. Where you and you alone will get the glory. You and you alone will receive all the honor and all the praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Amen. Glory be to God. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are rejoicing in another day that the Lord has made. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is absolutely greatly too. Be praised. Amen. Bless the Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this beautiful, glorious morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us this morning. Please enjoy our services on today, and please do not let this be the last time that you come. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. We pray that everybody had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Amen. Whatever you did, we pray that Jesus was on your mind. Amen. My weekend was full. It was just full. I had my grandbabies. Amen. All weekend. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. For that. Amen. It was just full. That's all I can say. Oh, glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen. Beloved, for energy. Amen. Children keep you young, you know. They keep you young. If you keep up with them, they keep you young. But you see a lot of these grands, and we have so many grandparents that are raising their children. God bless the grandparents. God bless grandparents that's raising their grandchildren, because God didn't make it that way. See, so God fixed it where we can have children when we're young. Why? Because we have energy. We got energy. See, glory be to God. And then when you get older, you have the wisdom. The wisdom comes later on. See, so you can impart your wisdom and send them on back to the ones that have energy. So what's happening here with the grandparents is raising their children, they just, you know, that's why they just let them go ahead and do this and do that. You know, it's a whole different approach. You really have to use your head because you don't have the energy. Amen. But you got the wisdom now, so you can do more. Amen. In less time. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Amen. We are looking forward to this week. Amen. And all that the Lord, amen, has in store. Amen. To manifest in our lives. Amen. So we give God praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. We bless the Lord. All right. If you're new to our ministry, amen, we want to invite you to please, amen, check out our website at lifewordjesus.org. www.lifewordjesus.org. We bless the Lord. Beloved, we know almost 2,000 years ago around this time, amen, Jesus, amen, was preparing, amen, to die. Amen. He came. Amen. He stepped down 42 generations. He took on the robe of flesh, beloved. Amen. And we know that he was preparing to die. And so we want to thank God. Amen. For his sacrifice. We want to say thank God. Before Jesus, amen, went to the cross, amen, and we'll be celebrating that, amen, Good Friday services, amen, all around the world in commemoration of the great sacrifice. Matter of fact, the greatest sacrifice to all humankind, mankind, even if the people don't know it, it was the greatest sacrifice ever made. Amen. Before Jesus got there, beloved, around this time, amen, he made a couple stops, amen, a couple stops. One of them, beloved, amen, was in the Garden of Gethsemane, amen. So we want to take a look at that this morning, amen. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer, amen. When we look in the book of Luke, amen, St. Luke chapter number 22, Luke 22, and look at verse number 43, Luke 22:43, and it reads, "And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground." Wow. Wow, that's deep. That's deep. Let's read that one more time. "And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground." Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Beloved, let me ask you a question this morning. Have you ever wondered where all your friends were time when you really needed them? These are people that pledged that they would be faithful to you. But when you needed them, and when you needed them the most, beloved, there was nowhere to be found. How did you feel that moment, beloved? Glory be to God. We know, we say the slogan, and it's true, amen, a friend in need is a friend indeed, amen. But sometimes you're in need and there's no friend. See? So these moments, amen, sometimes, amen, maybe can cause us to feel abandoned. Well, beloved, amen, believe it or not, Jesus Christ himself was confronted with the same situation. Jesus needed a friend, and he couldn't find one. When Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, beloved, on the night before his crucifixion, this is the night, amen, the next day, amen, he was going to be nailed to the cross, amen, and glory be to God. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane, beloved, and Jesus, amen, couldn't find a friend. The Bible tells us that Jesus had just finished serving communion to his disciples in the upper room. And then the Bible tells us, beloved, that he went to the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples after dinner. He said, "Come on, let's go for a walk to the garden." Jesus knew that the cross was before him. He knew that the grave was before him, beloved. And so he just needed to spend a little extra time in prayer. Thank God for the power of prayer. He wanted to spend some more time in intercession. Thank God for intercession. Even when you know your time is up. And not only that, beloved, Jesus needed some more strength. We have to remember that Jesus was 100% human. He was 100% divine and 100% human. Just like you and me. That's another subject for another time. But beloved, Jesus needed, excuse me, Jesus needed the strength, beloved, to face what was before him. And I'm going to try to teach you on it between the next 2 weeks and as much description as I can what Jesus actually went through. And I don't even know. All we know is what the Holy Spirit revealed to us. But beloved, it was ugly. It was gruesome and it was painful. And he knew it. And he could have turned. He could have called 10,000 legions of angels. He could have, but he didn't. And the love that was in his heart, the purpose for which he came, to redeem all mankind back to God, to restore us back to our rightful place in God that Adam lost in the Garden of Eden. But Jesus needed strength now. Jesus didn't just run up there and say, here I am, let's get with it. No, he gave his life. They didn't take his life. But Jesus still needed strength, beloved. So Jesus, after he served communion, beloved, to his disciples and took the walk in the Garden of Gethsemane, he took Peter, James, and John with him. They was his bosom buddies. See, Jesus had a circle of 12. In that 12, he had his three bosom buddies. Amen. But now, even with that 12, Jesus had other disciples now. The Bible speaks about 72 other disciples outside of those 12. So Jesus had a whole bunch of folks. Amen. But it was something about Peter, James, and John. Amen. Thank God for close friends. Thank God for close friends. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, rarely, when we read in the New Testament about the life of Jesus, if ever, did Jesus need his friends' assistance? Most of the time, you don't see Jesus don't need nobody. He's Jesus. Because most of the time, they needed him. But beloved, when we read this particular chapter, beloved, in this very intense moment, Jesus really felt a need to have his three disciples who were the closest to him pray with him. Jesus asked his disciples to pray for 1 hour. He said, come on, Peter, James, and John, y'all my bosom buddies. Y'all my homeboys. Y'all my rasta. Y'all my dogs. You know what I mean? You know, he didn't say it like that, but, you know, he was saying, look, we got something special here. All right. Now, I know, I haven't really asked you for too much. He said, but now I'm asking you. Because you're my friends, and a friend in need is a friend indeed. Jesus said, come here, you three. I need y'all to do something. He said, I need y'all to go to the Garden of Gethsemane with me, and I need you to pray for just 1 hour. That's it. Just 1 hour. Hey, can you put 1 hour in? They, beloved, are faithfully praying when Jesus desperately needed their prayers. They kept falling asleep. Oh, Lord. If they only knew how bad Jesus needed their prayers, they kept falling asleep. If you only knew how bad your neighbor needs your prayers, how bad the world needs your prayers, how bad your family needs your prayers, but they kept falling asleep. Beloved, the mental and spiritual battle Jesus was experiencing that night in the Garden of Gethsemane was intense. It was so intense that when we read in Luke 22:44, it tells us that being in an agony, Jesus was in agony. He prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were drops of blood falling to the ground, beloved. Glory be to God. The word agony, when we look at what this is, Jesus was in agony. When you look at that word agony in the Greek, beloved, it speaks about a struggle. Jesus was in a struggle. Jesus was in a fight. Jesus was in great exertion. Jesus, beloved, was in great effort. This wasn't nothing lightweight. This was the real deal. This was the real McCoy, beloved.
He was in agony. This word here, beloved, in the Greek is where we get the word, glory be to God, anguish, pain, distress, and conflict. Glory be to God. It's the same word, beloved, in the Greek, amen, that depicts the athletic conflicts and competitions that were famous in the ancient world. We know about what they would do for entertainment and do for sports, beloved, amen. It was terrible. It was distressful. The Holy Spirit used this word, beloved, to show us and to draw a picture for us, glory be to God, of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night of his betrayal. This tells us that Jesus was thrown into a great struggle. I'm talking about Jesus here. Jesus was thrown into a great struggle in a fight that night, knowing that the cross and the grave was before him. And this is why when we continue to read in the 22nd chapter, beloved, Jesus even went to the point of talking to his Father. And verse number 42, Jesus cried out, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Jesus knew the will of the Father. Jesus knew why he came. Jesus knew he had to die. But beloved, this thing here was so intense, so painful. Jesus said, if it be thy will, Father, remove the cup. Now, and check this out. In your reading today, the 22nd chapter of Luke, Jesus didn't ask God the Father one time. He didn't ask him two. He asked him three times. Now, anytime Jesus prayed the same prayer three times, asked the same question in the same prayer, Jesus asked the same question three times in the same prayer. Now, baby, that's anguish. My Father, if it be your will, can you remove this cup? My Father, if it be your will. Because that's what he knew that he was up against on the next day, beloved. This is what you call spiritual pressure. And it bore down upon Jesus' soul, beloved, that was so overwhelming that the Bible says Jesus was in agony. Underline that word agony. Research that word agony. It was so strenuous that it involved all of Jesus' spirit, soul, and body. Not just his body, not just his spirit, not just his soul. This thing was so intense, it was his spirit, his soul, and his body. Jesus was in the greatest fight he had ever known up to that moment. Oh, yes. Glory be to the living God. Jesus' intense level of agony, beloved, is depicted in this phrase. It tells us this, that Jesus was in such great agony. What did he say? And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. Underline that word earnestly, more earnestly. The Holy Spirit is talking to us here. When we look up this word earnestly in the Greek, it's a Greek word, beloved, that means to be extended or to be stretched out. A person in this kind of agony, beloved, might drop to the ground, see, rolling around in pain, see, this way and that way. You've seen people maybe in agony. Maybe you've been in agony yourself. This word, beloved, presents a picture of a person who is pushed to the limit. You ever been pushed to the limit, saints? Well, guess what? Jesus was. Jesus got pushed to the limit. And he hadn't gone to the cross yet. When you push to the limit and you can't be stretched anymore, I can't, this is it. All right, this is it. This is it. All right. Well, what we at? A scale of 0 to 100? I'm at 100 right now. Matter of fact, I'm at 101. He is on the brink of all that he could possibly endure. Jesus couldn't endure anymore. Beloved, the Bible tells us that Jesus' emotional state was so intense, beloved, that his sweat turned to drops of blood. When last time you sweated blood, saints? When last time you sweated blood? That's how intense Jesus' situation was. Because he knew what he had to face in just a few hours. Beloved, when it says his sweat turned to drops of blood, when we look at the word sweat in the Greek, beloved, and the word drops in the Greek, glory be to God, it's a medical word that points to blood that is unusually and clotty. This is an unusual situation because we know that normally people sweat water, people don't sweat blood. See? And so when these two words are come together, beloved, it is a medical condition called hemodidrosis in the Greek. And this is a condition that occurs only in individuals who are in a highly emotional state. And so because the mind is under great mental pressure and the mind is under great emotional pressure, what it does is it sends signals of stress throughout the human body. And these signals become so strong that the body reacts as if it were under actual physical pressure. And as a result, beloved, the first and second layer of skin separate, and it causes a vacuum to form between them. And so now you have these blood clots thickening up, see, between the area where the first and the second layer have separated, and now here come the thickening blood clot. And so what they do is they ooze through the pores of your skin. And once the blood seeps through, it mingles with the sweat because you're already under pressure and already under stress. And so the blood mingles in with the sweat, and it pours out from the skin. All because of this internal struggle that's going on. And in the end, beloved, excuse me, the blood and the sweat mix together and it flows down the victim's face like it did with Jesus, down his face to the ground. Beloved, that's intense. Thank God for Jesus. Beloved, this was the worst spiritual combat that Jesus ever endured up to this time. Oh, it gets worse. Hang with us for the next few days. It gets worse. But as of this moment, Jesus had never experienced something so intense that he asked his father three times. He said, Father, if you want to change your mind, it's all right. If it's your will, I'm with you. If you want to remove this cup, it's okay with me, whatever you want to do. Y'all know how we get. You ask it, but you say whatever you say, whatever you say, I'm with you. Oh, God. My question is this, beloved. My question and my point is this, now that we got a little bit of history and a little bit of background. Jesus took his three friends with him after the communion, after the Last Supper. He took Peter, James, and John. They was his three closest friends. Maybe some of y'all have a close friend. I mean, like a bosom buddy. our prayer partner, for somebody that pray with you, pray through with you. Amen. You know, wherever you know, you can count on them. Might not talk to them every day, but whenever you hook up with them, you know they're there. They were Jesus' three closest friends. Now, my question to you this morning, beloved, and something for you to think about. Where was his disciples when he needed them? Where was Peter, James, and John when Jesus is over there going through all this agony, sweat and blood? Glory be to God, asking God the Father the same question three times, going into agony, all this internal stress, all this internal pressure. God knows if somebody had took a cup and ran his blood pressure that day, ain't no telling what his numbers would have looked like. I'm sure every vein in his body was popping at any moment. He could have had an aneurysm anywhere in his body. The intensity and the agony. Anytime the Bible says Jesus, God himself was in agony. He's going through the worst moment in his life up to this point, and his disciples somewhere sleeping. They couldn't even hang it. He wasn't even there all night. The Bible says this all took place in 1 hour. He couldn't even, he said, do y'all boys got my back for 1 hour? They ate so much food at the Last Supper. Glory be to God. They let the food put them to sleep. Sometimes we eat too much, beloved, and we let the food put us to sleep. And not only in a natural sense, sometimes on a spiritual sense. We just eating, getting a message over here, getting a message. This person preaching, that person preaching, that person in the word all day. Just eating. Ain't nothing wrong with the eating. Glory be to God, but you got to work it out, baby. You got to go to the gym. You got to go for a walk. You got to do some push-ups. And we just eat, and allow it to put us in a spiritual slumber. Because after we eat, now we ready to lay down and take a nap. Well, that's what happened to Jesus when he needed his disciples the most, beloved. Where are we when God is counting on us? Where are we, glory be to God? God said, can you put 1 hour in? Here, his three friends are sleeping. Jesus needed his clothes. Now, wait a minute, saints. And I'm closing right now. I said Jesus needed them. We ain't talking about them needing Jesus. Jesus needed them. Beloved, Jesus is in need of you. He needs you. I just need Jesus. Yeah, you need Jesus, but Jesus needs you. They couldn't even pray for 1 hour. Y'all know how it is. You start to pray, you know what I mean? And then 2 minutes later, you know what I mean? You sleep, and you don't even know when you're nodded out. You don't even, that's why sometimes I don't even pray on my knees, especially when I'm tired, because you don't even know when you nodded out. You started out praying, and next thing you know, you woke up. You don't even know when you fell asleep. I like to pray walking back and forth, because I ain't falling asleep while I'm walking. So, beloved, God provided strength because Jesus needed his three disciples. And they was not there for Jesus when Jesus needed them. They was not a friend in need. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Jesus couldn't depend on them. So what did God do? Well, God sure enough didn't leave Jesus by himself. If God provided strength for Jesus in another way. See, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow, Lord's willing, or one day this week. We're going to talk about what God did do. But let me tell you something. God will make a way out of no way. Saints, when you're looking for your friends and you can't find your friends, don't be disappointed. Oh, it's going to be disappointing now. But don't try to focus on it too much. Oh, it's going to hurt. Don't try to focus on it too much. Because God always got a ram in the bush. Ah, my God, Sookie. Huh? Beloved? Have you ever felt a need for help or found your friends couldn't be counted on? Did you find your friends sleeping on a job when you felt a deep need for help and support? Were you in a situation that caused you to feel intense agony, beloved? Have you ever been in a situation where you've been pushed to the limit? Matter of fact, are you in that kind of situation right now? Right now today, you feel like you pushed to the limit. Beloved, maybe you've never sweat blood and tears. But more than likely, beloved, you have struggled in your soul at one time or another because of problems. Problems in your marriage, problems in your with your children, problems with your relationships, problems with your finances, huh? Problems with your health, problems in your ministry, problems in your church. Something, beloved, has caused you, glory be to God, to struggle. And if you've ever felt, beloved, constantly living in a pressure cooker, and I talk to some people, and that's exactly what they communicate. It feels like they're in a pressure cooker. Now, it's one thing to be in the pot, but a pressure cooker, when they put the top on it, beloved, and I don't care what you put in that pot, baby, it's going to, the meat going to fall off the bone. Because it's in a pressure cooker. Beloved, if you've ever been there, you know that continuous pressure is hard to deal with. Let's just tell the truth. See, it's one thing to talk about it. Amen. If you ain't in it yet, glory be to God, it's another thing to talk about it if you have come out of it. But baby, if you're in the pressure cooker right now, let's just tell the truth and shame the devil. It's hard to deal with. Especially if you have no one to lean on. Especially if you have no one to lean on for strength, no one to lean on for encouragement, no one to lean on for help. Especially, beloved, when your friends are sleeping on you. You looking on for them, they can't be found. Got you going into voicemail. And won't call you back. It's one thing to go into voicemail because they might really be busy at the moment, but you ain't even going to call me back of it. If you are experiencing one of those times right now, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but the Holy Ghost knows who he's talking to. If you are going through this type of experience right now, feeling like you're in a pressure cooker, feeling right now that you've been pushed to the limit, feeling right now that you can't be stretched not one more step, not one more inch, not one more day. Glory be to God. I want you to know this morning that Jesus understands. Because he faced the same situation in the Garden of Gethsemane. Matter of fact, beloved, Hebrews 2:18 says, for in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Beloved, Jesus said, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt for it. I know what you're talking about. I've been under the pressure you under. I know what it feels like to be stretched out. I know what it feels like when you're sweating blood. I know what it feels like when you feel like your head is about to pop off. You feel like you're about to holler. You just got to scream. Glory be to God. Phil probably felt like you wanted to slap somebody. God, frustration all built up. Like a volcano about to explode. Not even knowing what to do. Frustrated at the top of your limits, trying to play cool, but you my God. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, because of what Jesus experienced in the Garden of Gethsemane, he is able to understand everything that you are thinking, and he is able to understand everything. I said everything that you are feeling today. Don't give up. Oh, I'm telling somebody, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't go where the devil wants you to go. Don't do what the devil wants you to do. Jesus didn't throw in the towel. Beloved, but Jesus prayed, look, if you got to come to the altar with the same prayer request, keep on coming. Jesus did. Jesus wasn't embarrassed. It wasn't no shame in his game. He came back 3 times and said, Father, if it be your will. Father, if it be your will. If you want to remove the cup, remove the cup. Beloved, remove the cup. Don't give up, saints. Don't give up. Don't give up. Your friends might not be there. Your family might not be there. The people you counting on might not be there. Glory be to God. But I want you to know that you have a promise from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to come and remind you today that you have a promise from Jesus. Beloved, and our God is not a man and he's not a lion. He promised, lo, I'm with you always. Even to the end of the world. He said, lo, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You might turn around and find the people that once supported you. You might not be able to find the people that you need to support you, that want to support you. But he said, I'm holding you up. I'm carrying you through. And though you go through the fire, I'm going to walk through that fire with you. And though you go through the flood, I'm going to walk through the waters with you. And though you feel like you're all alone, don't be discouraged, because you're not alone. I'm here with you. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, yeah. I'm going to take you right on out. So you might have to go down, but you're coming up. Daniel, you're going down in the lion's den. But don't worry, boy. You coming out untouched. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You might have to go in the fire, but don't be concerned. I'm going to bring you out. Oh, yeah, Paul. Your ship might get shipwrecked, but don't feel abandoned. You're not by yourself. You might be locked up, but he said, don't worry. I'll send an earthquake to shake the foundations. You're coming out. Glory be to God. Don't be discouraged. Don't get weary in well-doing. Don't go there. Now I know you've been contemplating thoughts of suicide. Oh, put it under the blood right now. I know you've been contemplating thoughts of quitting. You've been putting under the blood right now. Don't give up. Stand strong. When you're weak, when you think you're weak, you're really strong, because I'm holding you up. It's like the story with the footprints in the sand. He said, you can't see it, but he said, because I'm picking you up and I'm actually carrying you through this Garden Gethsemane experience. Oh, don't worry about it. You're going to be rewarded for these moments. You feel like you're all alone, but that's all right. Hallelujah, because you're not. Because you're not. Because you're not. Oh, glory be to God. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry, beloved. Hallelujah. Jesus was sweating blood. He was sweating blood, blood and tears. Blood and tears. He says, okay to cry. You don't know what to do. Go in the room and cry. It's all right. Shut the door and cry. Go in the bathroom and cry. Take a roll of toilet tissue in there. Blow your nose when the snot builds up. It's okay to cry, baby. Sometimes you got to cry. You don't even know how to release the frustration. It's so built up. If you don't get it out, you don't know what you're going to do. Just go with your way and cry. Hallelujah. Get finished crying. Wipe your eyes. Blow your nose. Wash your face. And those going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Because I'm going to make a way. I'm going to make a way. I'm going to see you through this thing. All your weeping may endure for a night. But I come to tell you that your joy has come. Say hallelujah. Good morning, morning. He said your joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging somebody to turn around to the left, turn around to the right, and say good morning, morning. Because I done prayed my last tear. I done cried my last tear on yesterday. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for empathizing with us. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you for giving us the strength that we need to make it through today. Oh, Father God, Father Lord, we say thank you. Father God, we need a little relief from the stress. Father God, we pray this morning. Father God, we need a little release from the pressure that we've been under lately. Oh, Father God, we are so thankful that you understand what we're feeling. We are so thankful that you understand what we're going through in our life right now. Sometimes, Father God, we feel so lonely in our situation, even when our friends want to help. Oh, Father God, we don't know how to express ourselves. Oh, God, but we know that you understand even when we can't get the right words out of our mouth. So, Lord, today we are asking you to come alongside us in a special way. Undergird us with your strength. Undergird us with your power. Undergird us with your wisdom. And we thank you, Lord, for understanding us. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us today. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being our friend. Hallelujah. At all times. Thank you. Thank you, God. For a friend in need is a friend indeed. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Woo, my God. Thank God for the word of God on today. God bringing us through our Garden of Gethsemane experience. And beloved, let me tell you something. Every Christian is going to have a Garden of Gethsemane experience. If you ain't have one, you're going to have one. We are following the footsteps of Jesus. Hallelujah, but I want to encourage you. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's all right already. Amen and amen. In form of announcements today, beloved, amen. We're going to be at the altar of prayer today. Amen. Come and join us at 12 and back at 9. We'll be there all this week, Lord's willing. Amen. Glory be to God. Lord's willing Bible study on Wednesday night. And this Friday night is our Friday night prayer at 10. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Whew. Well, that took more energy out of me than yesterday's message. My God, Jesus. Thank you, God. And I thought I was tired with my grandchildren leaving here. God done. Let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost. And I was tired. And my grandchildren left here last night about 11 o'clock. Let me tell you something. I think I slept on the couch. I didn't have no energy to get in the bedroom. I was tired. And the Holy Spirit woke me up about 4:30 this morning. I looked at the clock. I just laid there. But y'all know me. I got up. Y'all, I don't know. I was tired. I'll give the people a 5-minute message and go on back to sleep. Huh? That's what my flesh said. Beloved, amen. And the Holy Spirit has spoken to us this morning. Let us know that we can depend on his friendship. My energy is restored. My God, I got my energy back. I can do some stuff now. Woo! Let me see. That's the Holy Ghost. Baby, we are spiritual beings living in a physical body. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. Our life is in the Holy Ghost. Our strength is in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. The letter killeth, the spirit giveth life. We are in the Holy Ghost. That's why we can pray when we're tired, because it's our spirit praying. We can preach when we're tired because it's our spirit preaching. We can serve when the flesh is tired because it's our spirit. That's why we say we work by faith and not by sight. The flesh gets tired, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will revive you. Jesus' flesh was tired, but the spirit took him to the cross. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Good Friday is coming. My God, Jesus. We might not wait the Good Friday. I may have a Good Friday sermon in my spirit right now. The Holy Ghost, beloved. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. There's power in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Supernatural power to keep you going when you want to quit. Keep you pushing when you're ready to send everybody to hell. When you're ready to tell everybody where to go. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that keeps you standing. That keeps you moving forward. Glory be to God when you're frustrated. You ain't getting no respect. You ain't getting no honor. Y'all know the drama and the stuff that we go through as being God's children. We keep standing because we're standing in the Holy Ghost. This is not a flesh and blood transaction, because we would have quit a long time ago. Doggone it. We wouldn't even got started. But we're still standing because we're standing in the power of the Holy Ghost. It's in the power of the Holy. The kingdom of God is in power. Beloved, we got to tap into that power. And don't let it go. Because if you don't let it go, it ain't going to let go of you. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the word of God as it's come forth on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go out today, as we stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, lead us and guide us, direct us. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father God. Father God, Jesus' three friends couldn't be counting on. Father, you counting on us to do something, Father God. Help us not to be sleeping spiritually or physically, Father, when you're counting on us to do something for you. Thank you, God. In the same way we all need a friend, help us all to be a friend. Help us all to be a friend, Father God. And we know that's easier said than done, because we put ourselves first in everything. But Father, you said the last shall be first. And the first shall be last. We say thank you. Father, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity in the name of Jesus. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Father, may the power fall. May the power fall. May the fire fall, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit in Jesus' name. It cannot and it will not be broken. Not unto him who was able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless from the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful, glorious, victorious day. Amen, and amen. We pray. Amen. Oh,
Amen, amen. A friend in need is a friend indeed. God bless you, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you. Amen. Have a good day, an awesome day, a powerhouse day. In Jesus' name, Pastor Alfreda signing out.